This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's Hour 1 this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. The great Peter King will stop by in about 20 minutes from now. Jamal Crawford, working for Turner Sports, former shooting guard. And Chase Daniel, former NFL quarterback. He'll stop by as well. Your phone calls are welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. And our Twitter handle is @DPShow. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the program. And we have Moonshine available. Just in time for Valentine's Day, we restocked with some of our more popular flavors, salted caramel and also peppermint, which is basically chocolate in a bottle. Available now, danpatrick.com. This first hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tires of the Dan Patrick Show, the easy-to-use tire decision guide. See the full lineup of Continental Tires, special offers there. And ask about mobile tire installation as well. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. And Seton will do the honors with the poll question. Do you want to start out with, I'm still in a Detroit Lions mode.
Right?
I can't shake it.
Yeah.
And I now, content-wise, I was rooting for the Lions because the Lions going to the Super Bowl. I mean, this Super Bowl matchup is strange that you have two teams who should be there. They've been there before, and it doesn't have as much buzz yet. So I'm still feeling that Lions fallout the day after, or the day after the day after. It's still painful just because they had it. And now Dan Campbell, he's going to be answering this question or these questions probably the rest of his career. If he doesn't get back to an NFC title game or doesn't get to a Super Bowl, he'll be answering these questions probably the rest of his career. In fact, he was still answering those questions yesterday.
You know, look, it's hard to lose that way, but I'm proud of that. Those guys in there, proud of the staff, and you know, we did some really good things this year, and ultimately we improved, which was the name of the game. You know, I think unfortunately you got to live that to really understand why you're in this business, and that's what it's for: playoffs, NFC Championship game, Super Bowl, and now your eyes are open. You know, and our guys' eyes are open, and this should be the ultimate motivation to push forward, and it will be for us. It will be. So we'll learn and move on.
It's weird to hear Dan Campbell and not hear that passion, that excitement, ready to bite your kneecaps, that this has hit hard. And he's going to answer these questions about going forward on fourth down, not going forward on fourth down. And I certainly understand it. And yesterday I was thinking about this most of the afternoon. And that is, what do I want my coach to do? We have an identity, and I said yesterday, it felt like Dan Campbell was coaching against Dan Campbell in these situations. Like, this is who we are. This is who I am. Was it the smart decision? Well, we can look at the end result and say, no, it wasn't. But in the moment, I understood it. I also think, and talking to a former defensive coordinator yesterday afternoon, and he said, nobody's really talking about the Lions felt like we can't hold the Niners back anymore, that the Niners were getting the ball and scoring. And I think Dan Campbell may have felt a little bit of that, uh-oh, you're up 24-7, everything's good, until uh-oh. And that's what, you know, this former coach told me. It was the uh-oh moment where there's no turning back. Now you have to score every single time. And maybe that's why he went for it on those two fourth downs in the second half. The one at the end of the half, if that's your identity, then go for it. I understand it. You want to take the points, but if that's your identity, that's your knockout blow, then you're up 28-7. I get that. The second half, I think you got to factor in Detroit's defense was not slowing down the Niners. Not at all. Yeah, Paulie.
I think I have a poll off this. Because if I feel bad for the Lions for a couple reasons, but I just think it's worse their loss on Sunday than if they made the Super Bowl and lost. Because you get to the Super Bowl, you're in it, you get 2 weeks, you're the belle of the ball. All of America's talking about Goff and Amon-Ra for 2 weeks. Yeah. Your town is alive. You get 2 weeks, like it's like a pre-parade. And you missed on that opportunity. Like, remember the Vikings a couple years ago? They were going to host the Super Bowl and play in the Super Bowl. And even if they would have lost it, that 2 weeks would have been magical in the town of Minneapolis. And Detroit, they missed out on that part of it. And I think it's actually worse not making it than making it losing.
Yeah, because then everybody talks about you for 2 weeks, and then they do features on your city, and then they talk about revitalizing downtown Detroit, and then they have features on Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson and Wayne Fonts, or, well, maybe not Wayne Fonts, but, you know, they look at the flavor of your city, and we won't get that. I mean, selfishly, I wanted Buffalo to play Detroit in the Super Bowl. I thought that would have been a clash of the two best storylines there. Yes, Todd?
On the flip side, if you're a Lions fan, do you walk around with your NFC Champions hat and sweatshirt if you were to lose the Super Bowl?
Up to the individual. I mean, I would be proud that we got there. Of course, as soon as you wear it, then people are going to say the same thing. Do you think that Coach Campbell should have gone for it on fourth down? That's going to be the question. It's like the Falcons in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. We kept wondering, why are you trying to move the ball closer, kick the field goal, you're going to win the Super Bowl. And then they drop back to pass. And that was Dan Quinn, by the way, who was the head coach. I know Kyle Shanahan gets criticized. Dan Quinn was the – how many times does the offensive coordinator get held more responsible than a head coach in a big game like that? But that happened in Atlanta. Yeah, Seton.
There's just something so tough about – the season's not over for everybody, but it is for you.
Yeah.
And especially when you're on sort of like a magical ride like that, if you want to call it. It's as close to a Cinderella story as you can kind of get in the NFL. But it's not over for everybody because they're still going to play next week, but you guys are out. Man, is that tough.
And you're going to watch or you're going to try to watch, and it's going to be tough because let's say the Niners win the Super Bowl. I mean, that makes it even worse because you're going to go, God, we had those guys on the ropes. We could have won that easily. And you're still going to be asking questions in the offseason. Also, one other thing that Dan Campbell said that really stood out is he said, I don't know if we'll ever get back here. And I think it was a moment of honesty of, you know, if you would have said to the Eagles, hey, you guys are going to get back here next year, well, they didn't. Here's Dan Campbell.
It's a lesson learned. And look, I told those guys, this may have been our only shot. Do I think that? No. Do I believe that? No. However, I know how hard it is to get here. I'm well aware. And it's going to be twice as hard to get back to this point next year than it was this year.
It is. Because we just assume. And, you know, the poster child for this was Dan Marino, Miami Dolphins, second year in the league, playing the Niners in the Super Bowl. They get blown out. We're like, Dan Marino and the Dolphins, they're going to get back. Yes, Mark.
Even Aaron Rodgers, when he won young,
yeah.
Oh, he's winning three, four more of these.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's so tricky in the NFL because of your scheduling. If you, you know, where you finish, your schedule's harder. What, you know, divisions are you playing the following season? A lot has to go your way. What if you lose your coordinators like the Eagles did? They lost both their coordinators last year and they paid the price this year. What if Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Lions, gets the Commanders job? So there's a lot of things that can happen in the offseason or going into next season. You're not surprising anybody. Everybody's going to expect you to be great. Not, wow, that's a cute star. Look at the Lions. Man, okay. I like the Lions. They're fun to watch. I don't know how good they are, but they're fun to watch. And then all of a sudden, here they are on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. And when I first started this at ESPN, when I became a full-time sportscaster, I put my fandom to the side. Now, I root for stories because I didn't think it was fair that I grew up in Cincinnati and I might say something about the Pirates or the Steelers or the Browns and then have somebody read into that. I didn't want that to happen. I wanted to be unbiased. But the one thing that you give up in a situation like that is these situations here, the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. I don't experience that. You know, the pain, because it means so much. You care so much. That's why it hurts so much. And having that highest of highs, when, you know, Paulie's Cubs won the World Series, when the Red Sox won the World Series, when you see these moments and you go, that's why we're sports fans. And I do miss that. I do miss the pain, as strange as that's going to sound. And this is as close as I felt that yesterday and today with the Lions. Because this is secondhand pain, not even firsthand pain, but it's understanding what it means to a city, to a state, to a franchise. And that's what you root for. You're rooting for that kind of story. Because you can tell that story for a long time. Yeah, Paul.
I bet people in Detroit are really glad we're talking about their team today. We haven't moved on to the Super Bowl. We're still focused on the teams that are in it.
Oh, I know. They were mad at me yesterday because I was saying, hey, was it a successful season? Which it is.
But we were really empathetic with them yesterday. You know, we like shared a moment.
I had a caller who said he wanted to strangle me.
Understandable. He didn't do it, though. Right?
No, he did not.
All right.
No, he said he wanted to reach into his laptop and strangle me, which would be good TV. But no, I understand it. It's like Buffalo. Wide right. Like you just keep going, then you go back to winter. Like Detroit, Michigan's going back to winter. Lions are done. It's winter. Buffalo done. It's winter. That's when the literally cold, harsh reality sets in. Like, damn, does it feel colder? Yeah. All right. Seton, what's poll question we have today?
You know what? I'm actually going to throw it over to... Well, wait a minute. Before we do that, I'm going to get to one from Paulie.
Okay.
And then I'm going to throw it over to my back row wonder twin.
Okay.
If for Lions fans, which is tougher? Losing the NFC title game or the Super Bowl?
Okay.
Or which would be tougher, since we only know the outcome of one of those.
Yeah. Ouch. I think losing the Super Bowl is not as painful as losing.
Because at least you got there.
Yeah.
At least you got there.
Now, if I said you were up 24-7 in the Super Bowl.
Atlanta, hello.
Oh, man. Well, that's unfortunate. Sorry, Lions fans.
Now, Todd, did you have...
T.O. Dubs got a couple.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, one of them would be, if your current age is double digits, will the Lions reach the Super Bowl in your lifetime? I think so. They will not. Talking about the 10-year-olds and above.
Okay, that's a long time. I'm going to say yes.
I'm curious about 1 through 9, though, why they have, like, but it's not going to happen in this one, but the following 9 years, it probably will.
A 7 or 8-year-old may see a Super Bowl when they...
Much more likely that they will.
Remember when Boston had that run where every one of their teams was winning, and they may have gone like 1 year without a championship? Imagine if you're like 12 years of age, and just about every year of your life, some team in your city is winning a championship there. And then that's when they're like, we haven't won one in 3 years. Yeah, poor kid, hardship. What else do you have, Todd?
All right, we got a few others.
Okay.
Are you less excited about the Super Bowl because it's Chiefs Niners, same as 4 years ago? Yes or no?
All right, we'll save that one. Yeah.
Here's another one. How has the presence of Taylor Swift affected your feelings toward the Chiefs? I love KC more than ever. I loathe them. Oddly unchanged.
Yeah. I'm oddly unchanged. But I don't get, you know, caught up in, oh my God, they showed Taylor Swift. You know, does anybody get upset when they show Robert Kraft at every Patriots game? CBS feels obligated to show, oh, there's Robert Kraft and his son. Or Jerry Jones. No. I don't think people get upset with that. But Taylor Swift, oh, God, she's always got to be on camera. She has nothing to do with the camera work in a game. Yeah, we're going to get a lot of Taylor Swift, though. Travis Kelce, retirement, ? If they win. We'll talk about that one as well. Also, Bill Belichick, what Bill Belichick's going to do over the next, you know, certainly during Super Bowl week, that'll be a topic of conversation, whether it's actually on the radio or TV or behind the scenes. That'll be a discussion or two with Bill Belichick's future. We'll give you our thoughts on that as well. Anything else, Todd?
One other one. Should the Super Bowl go back to being played the week after the conference title games? Choices are absolutely way too much hype for 2 weeks. Let's kick it off already. No way. I enjoy the same storylines regurgitated for 14 days up until the 9-hour
pregame. Why don't you just say yes or no instead of projecting?
You can't just say absolutely or no way. There has to be a description.
Okay, give me that again.
Absolutely way too much hype for 2 weeks. Let's kick it off already. Or no way. I enjoy the same storylines regurgitated for 14 days up until the 9-hour pregame shows.
I think there's 7-hour pregame shows. But yes, I get what you're saying there. What, you don't want to hear about Mr. Irrelevant again?
You know what? I think they should just play the game.
Manager? Is Brock Purdy a game manager?
Play the game this Sunday. Let's go.
Go. I do like it where it's the following week. You know, the extra week in there. Sometimes it gets a little dry when you're going, what are we going to talk about today? A little parched with storylines sometimes.
Jazz Hawks game.
Yeah.
Senators, Flames, there's stuff going on in sport.
All right, let me take a break. We'll get to phone calls, settle on our poll question, and Peter King will stop by as well. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. According to DraftKings, the Niners are two-point favorites. It's been fluctuating between 1 and 2 and probably will be staying in that vicinity leading up to the Super Bowl. Also, odds to win the Super Bowl MVP. Who has the best odds? Patrick Mahomes does. Then it's Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Travis Kelce, and Deebo Samuel. Interesting, the Niners are favored, but the player favored to win the MVP is Patrick Mahomes. Peter King, kind enough to join us. Pete's on the road. He is in San Francisco. He was there with the Lions and the Niners, and you stayed there. Are you? It's early out there, Pete. It's dark out there.
It's early, yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm on my way to do a story out here with the 49ers before I come back home to New York. And the only way I could do it, unfortunately, is by doing something very early this morning. And then I realized when the great Todd Fritz asked me to be on the show, I said, this is going to be dark out here where I am. So anyway, sorry about this weirdo, this weirdo look this morning, Dan.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Glad to have you. Glad to have you there. Can you tell us what you're doing with the 49ers?
I really can't, but it's not any deep, dark secret. I just am not going to say anything until the column comes out next week.
Okay. What was your takeaway from the Lions' perspective a few days removed from it?
Well, I kind of split the baby on this, Dan. I think that Dan Campbell was fine in going for it on 4th and 2 on his first series in the third quarter for a very simple reason, that they had obliterated the San Francisco defense in the first half, and they were playing great. And on this particular drive, they had taken it down the field 47 yards. The 49ers, as of yet, had not stopped them. And so it's 4th and 2. And you say, hey, we could be ahead 31-10. Let's do it. Let's go for it. So I don't have a problem with that. Because remember, I mean, the reason why we're all talking about this, honestly, is in large part because of Jahmyr Gibbs' fumble. You know, basically right after the 49ers score to make it 24-17. The second one I have a real problem with, because you're down with 7 minutes and 36 seconds to go, 27-24. You have a 48-yard field goal. And, Dan, when I tell you that being in that stadium that day, that night, it was an absolutely beautiful day, and the weather was zero factor. At the time of that kick, it was probably 65 degrees, no wind. And, I don't know. A field goal kicker should be able to make a 48-yard field goal, especially when you consider that if you're the Lions, you have to think to yourself, we're only going to get the ball one more time. That's it. We got to tie this game. And then our defense has got to make a stop. So that's how I look at those two things.
You've been in so many locker rooms over the years. Like, I have secondhand pain for the Lions. I'm not invested in the Lions, but I feel for that fan base and Dan Campbell and everybody, because they may not get back here. Can you remember going into a locker room that had sort of a similar feel?
Well, the unfortunate thing is I didn't go into the Detroit locker room after the game. But obviously there was devastation in there. And look, I think the one game that I thought of that the two teams were just like distraught, or the team was distraught after the game, was the Giants when they lost to the Bears in Chicago on the Sean Landetta whiffed punt. Now, you got to be a person of a certain age to understand that and to remember it, right, Dan? But I think, honestly, if you remember that moment, you remember going into that locker room after the game that the New York Giants would be fried, and they were.
Talking to Peter King, he's joining us somewhere in the Bay Area and by candlelight here. It's like the Blair Witch Project, Peter.
Yeah, I should have thought of that. It's a great one, Dan. I should have thought of that.
The Ravens' loss, it feels like, is being overshadowed by the Lions. Should it be?
Man, that was a bad game for the Baltimore Ravens. It was a bad game in so many ways. How many veteran guys on the Ravens made absolutely stupid plays? And look, you know, you're competing out there, and I understand it, but Kyle Van Noy is 32 years old. He's one of the smartest guys, you know, on that team. And he headbutts Travis Kelce? I mean, how foolish is that? Roquan Smith, the defensive leader of that team, $20 million a year man, you know, the centerpiece of that defense. This generation's Ray Lewis. He's not as good, but that's what he's asked to do. And he not only jumps offside, which would be understandable, but he plows over a guy and gets a 15-yard penalty. I mean, those things are just not possible, not tolerable. And that's what would really bother me. And look, Lamar Jackson's throwing into triple coverage. And again, I'm not in any way dismissing that. Horrible decision. But he's trying to make a play, you know, when nothing is going right for his team. But overall, this is another mark in the column of Lamar Jackson's not very good in the playoffs. He has had one great half in six playoff games. That's just not good. And I know everybody will have different reasons for it and all that stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, Dan, he's been overall a lousy playoff quarterback. And that can't be erased by two MVPs.
If I would have told you 30 years ago Vegas would hold the Super Bowl, what would you have said?
Hey, if you had told me
20 years ago,
8 years ago, I would have said you're out of your mind. It'll never happen. But the NFL got in bed with the gambling interests. Everybody's in bed with the gambling interests now. Everybody. It's not just the NFL. And it's not just every sports league. It's every media company now.
Yeah.
So what do you expect? Honestly, what do you expect? The NFL is going to play a Super Bowl in Las Vegas. It's totally insane to think about it. But again, that's the way our country is going right now.
Yeah, I just worry because, you know, Commissioner Goodell was anti-gambling in 2015.
And of course he was.
I don't know if anything changed other than they realized what their piece of the pie was going to be. And these other leagues realized their piece of the pie and what it was going to be.
Dan, honestly, it's the one reason why you can't blame the leagues, quite honestly. The one reason is very simple. Is that the legal system in our country, the judicial system in our country, said gambling's fine. Go ahead. All you states, you make your own rules on gambling now. You make your own laws. It's up to you. And so now we have legalized sports gambling in how many states in the country? I don't know, at least 20. And so, you know, that is what happened. Mm-hmm. But the NFL not only embraced gambling, it's gotten full on into bed with gambling. And if you can make money on it, the NFL sniffs it out and figures it out.
I want you to place Bill Belichick in a media job. Where would it be? What would he do?
I mean, Rich Eisen had the best take when I talked to him the other day. He said, how about a coach cast with Nick Saban, where they go and stream on whatever, either Fox or Paramount Plus or Peacock, or maybe even Amazon Prime. You know, they figure out a way for Belichick and Saban to work together, very light lifting. And Belichick could sort of change the narrative on who he is and what a dour, you know, sour, antagonistic human being he is. I think he needs to do that because, look, if you're going to hire a coach next hiring cycle, and understand that when Bill Belichick takes the sideline for your team, he's going to be 73 years and 5 months old. Well, you better think that you're hiring a guy who you can get along with, because at the end, the Crafts really didn't get along with Bill Belichick. And so he's got to change the narrative on who he is.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you'd have to have a strong host with Saban and Belichick, because they'd have to kind of get you in and out of segments there. It couldn't be like the Mannings, but I could see where those two guys and their friends have them, dish on games. But also, I was wondering, here was one we were talking about. You know, Greg Olson has done a really good job with Fox this year.
Yeah, I'm excellent.
Okay, can you monetize Brady in the studio more than you can with him just being at a game?
I don't know that, Dan. I'm a little dubious about that because, you know, if you were one of six people in a studio, is that worth for an hour of a pregame show and some of a postgame show? Is that worth the same as when 56 million people are watching your game and watching you? I don't know what the ratings are for the pregame shows, mm-hmm. but let's say it's, what is it? I don't know, 8 or 10 million? I don't even know. But it's not huge because there are so many of them. And so the fact is, I think it'd be hard to monetize that if I were Fox.
I wonder if you could put Brady in with Olsen and maybe do a little hybrid, a little combo platter there.
Maybe. You know, the three-man booth, though, is a totally different animal.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe Fox will decide to do it. But I think what happens then is you have the guy who's making, what did he make this year, $10 million? I don't even know. I shouldn't even say, what did he make, $10 million? I don't know what he made.
Mm-hmm.
But Brady obviously is making whatever it is, $37 million. And it would kind of seem absurd that the guy who everybody right now thinks is one of the best or the best, making a quarter of what the big star is making and outshining him in the booth. It would just seem pretty weird to me.
Yeah, I wonder. We have Greg Olson on the show tomorrow, but I thought that he did a, you know, really, really good job in simplifying the game, and I thought he had a really good performance over the weekend. And we were just wondering if you put Brady in the studio, let's say Fox's studio there, people want to see Tom Brady. It's not, I don't know if it's necessarily want to hear him, but see him in the studio.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out. And Dan, I think the other thing is, I don't know who actually pays, who looks at a game and says, I'm going to watch this. I'm more eager to watch this because I love the analyst of the game. I mean, maybe some people did that with John Madden. I don't know. But I tend to think that the vast majority are going to tune in if Bozo the Clown is the analyst on the game.
Well, I'm wondering about that, too. If you got 56 million that watched the game, it's, you know, does Tom Brady bring more to that? Or if I put him in the studio, you're going to watch the pregame, maybe more, and then you'll stay tuned for halftime, and then you'll stay tuned for the postgame as well. Like, that would be something that I think you could say Brady is getting an audience, maybe, keeping an audience, more than, you know, who's broadcasting the game.
Maybe, but just, Dan, imagine if you were Fox right now and you go to Tom Brady and say, hey, I know you've been working for the last 6 months and doing a lot of practice broadcasts, and you've been going around the country and meeting with different people and really honing your craft when you become an analyst at a game site. And imagine Fox goes to him now and said, we want you to be in the studio. If I'm Brady, I'm saying, A, no. B, you guys still got to pay me what I'm worth, because this is not what you hired me to do.
What would a Super Bowl win mean for Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, he's already had an absurd career. He's already had the kind of career that one third of the way through it, that I'm pretty sure he'd make the Pro Football Hall of Fame if, you know, 2 weeks from now, he never stepped on a football field again. But what it would mean is it would accelerate his process in winning a third Super Bowl to basically competing with Tom Brady to be the best ever. Because clearly, if you win a third Super Bowl in your first 6 years, that's an absurd start to your career. And again, look, Brady had sort of two careers. He had that first half, you know, when he won three Super Bowls, then he had a drought, and then he won three more. So I don't know what it would do other than to just sort of put an exclamation point on what everybody already thinks of him, which is that he's got a very good chance of going down as the best of all time.
What would a Super Bowl do for Brock Purdy?
He's already an incredible story. And I think if he wins this game, I mean, maybe, possibly, could be, you know, we'll shut up all the people who think the 49ers are winning in spite of Brock Purdy, which is so ridiculously insane. You know, and I hate the whole analytics element that basically gives that breath. Because a guy who's the quarterback of a winning football team, you can't make excuses for that. He has a lot to do with it. He doesn't have everything to do with it. And he has an incredible supporting cast. But let me ask you this question. How great is Jared Goff's supporting cast? It's probably the best supporting cast of any quarterback in football. And yet everybody talks about, oh man, Goff is really taking his game to the next level. I mean, at some point you're going to have to, and again, look, Brock Purdy's had his hiccups this year. There's no question about it, but you know, every quarterback does. And I just think the second half he played in that game, and how he's played overall in his first, whatever, 25, 28 games in the NFL, it really should be enough for people now, but for some it isn't.
Great to talk to you, Pete. Thanks for joining us, and safe travels back.
Thanks so much, Dan. Appreciate it.
That's Peter King on the road doing something secretive. What could it be? What could it be for Peter? We're going to find out next Monday, the Football Morning in America column. All right, we'll take a break. Coming up next, we've got our play of the day.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Left side, got it!
Check this out.
Luka challenged by Banchero as he comes across the line to the right. Gardner comes up to trap him. Luka bounce pass left to Williams and back to Doncic, left in the circle. Against Banchero on the drive, right elbow. Up top, Lively, stuff it home.
That's courtesy of FM 96.9, The Game. Luka Doncic had 45. Ninth game of 40 or more this season, tied with Joel Embiid for most of the NBA. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Express Employment Professionals. Hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com. Find the location nearest to you. That's expresspros.com. Keep an eye on the Joel Embiid story. He didn't play in Denver. And he didn't play in Portland. I believe he's missed 12 games. Now, you might say, okay, what's that mean? He has to play in at least 65 games this year to qualify for postseason awards. So, first team, All-NBA, MVP. And if you don't, then, and that's why the odds have changed this morning. DraftKings has the odds for the NBA MVP. And right now, it's the Joker. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is second. Then it's Joel Embiid, Luka, and Giannis. But Joel Embiid says that the knee is bothering him and missed back-to-back games there with Portland and Denver. And I believe it's 12 games. So we're not even at the All-Star break, and he's missed 12 games. So the odds of him staying healthy to be able to play at least 65 games, that's why the Joker is a big favorite now. After he missed these two games. Yes, Paulie.
If you're the 76ers coaching staff and Joel Embiid, what's your motivation for the second half of the season? Get enough games to play MVP or make sure you're completely healthy for the playoffs, which is actually necessary?
Well, you got to be healthy.
But doesn't he have kickers in his contract and escalators?
Yeah.
That's going to be awkward.
That's why it's always tricky when they put incentives in a contract, because it's a team game, but then you want to be selfish too. And it's just like, you know, receptions by, you know, in the NFL. Well, that receiver is going to be like, throw me the ball. And the quarterback's going to be like, I want to get it to the right guy. Well, I got to get my incentives here or certain carries. You know, those are the kind of things. I would think wins would be an really important incentive for somebody because that's the bottom line. You want to win. You should win. Not, hey, my numbers or I'm going to play in just enough games. I want Joel Embiid healthy. But, the reason why we're at this point, because, guys were sitting out and they weren't hurt. They were, basically just managing this. Now I'm going to manage the season and I'm going to sit out a couple of games. That's why, the commissioner put in, you got to play at least 65 games. And this is for all of a max contract. I mean, everything's attached to this, playing 65 games or more. But something to keep an eye on as we head into the second half of the season with Joel Embiid. Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, thanks, Greg Popovich. This is all your fault.
Ruin it for everybody.
Oh, big game of...
Kawhi Spurs, Leonard. I mean, there's some players who took advantage of this load management.
But that's all from the Popovich tree because Kawhi Leonard played for...
Greg Popovich for a little while.
Right.
Yeah.
They're all big game of Miami on TNT.
Well, I know that was tough.
Let me send you home.
Yeah, we got Tim Duncan and Manu and Tony Parker. Don't even go. Like, what? Commissioner's like, what? I'm gonna fine you a couple hundred thousand dollars for that. And I don't think Popovich blinked an eye. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, David Stern looked like he took that well.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
Why could an awful team have invented load management? Like Greg Popovich, he did it, and then they won a bunch. They won titles with load management.
Like the Pistons should be, load managing right now.
Yeah, if like the 2004 Bulls invented load management, we'd all be fine right now.
But the Wizards beat the Spurs last night. The Wizards have won back-to-back games for the first time this season. They were the last team in the league to have consecutive wins.
Break up the Wiz.
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I got a grassroots campaign that I want to run by you. And I want you to tell me if you like it and what we can do. So... it's something to think about when it comes to when the Super Bowl is played. If we have 2 weeks in between conference title games and the Super Bowl, how about we play the Super Bowl on the Saturday instead of the Sunday 2 weeks after the AFC-NFC title games? Who's with me?
Everybody.
Yes. Wouldn't it be great that you have all of this time, so both teams get plenty of rest. Saturday is the Super Bowl. Sunday you get to recover. Paulie?
I think you will get unanimous support. Once you get over the stupid awkwardness of removing the phrase Super Bowl Sunday, which will bother me for about 3 minutes, the idea that you could be Saturday, put the game even a little bit later start. It doesn't have to be 6:15. It could be 7. Mm-hmm. People could have parties, stay out later, not worry about running home and being at work the next day. Yeah. I think you'd find almost unanimous support for that idea.
Well, if the commissioner would come on the program, then I would tell him about that. So maybe I could send this to Rich Eisen or somebody else that when they had the commissioner on. Maybe Stephen A. Smith. He can take credit for it, but let him know. This is what we're starting the campaign here. Yes, Todd.
Even Russ Tucker and Mike Florio, they've gone out with him on this very show.
Yes, maybe they could fill in for me just to tell him. How about we do this, Kamish? 2 weeks in between, how about a Super Bowl Saturday night? 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Tuesday. More of your phone calls coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.